They walk the last kilometer and more to witness Pope Benedict's Mass. In his homily, the pontiff spoke of his joy at the recent increase in freedom given to the Roman Catholic Church in Cuba. But he also referred to the isolation of a country that has been under a U.S. embargo for the past 50 years.
Cuba and the world need change, but this will occur only if each one is in a position to seek the truth and chooses the way of love, sowing reconciliation and fraternity.
Before arriving in Cuba, Benedict called on the government to recognize that Marxism, in his words, no longer corresponds to reality. At a press conference on Tuesday, the official in charge of economic reforms, Vice President Marino Murillo, rejected the Pope's critique.
In Cuba, there won't be political reform.
Marxist revolutionary heroes Ernesto Che Guevara and Camilo Cienfuegos looked over their shoulders as they prayed to God. It was hot, even for Cubans, and it was hard to see from so far away. But it was still meaningful for Clara Martinez.
Having the Pope in Cuba is very important for religious people. I think it's an unforgettable experience and may be the last time. It's not often that the Pope visits.
Catholics remember John Paul's visit in 1998. They're a small minority in Cuba, which has a variety of religious groups. The Vatican is hoping to win over the many Cubans who mix Catholic and African traditions. Katia Ogaña may be prepared to convert.
I'm an atheist, but I wouldn't mind, because if it's for the good of my people, I'm there.
Many people came here out of faith, many out of curiosity, but few believe that Benedict's visit will lead to any real political change. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Havana, Cuba.